Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Show of hands, how many people are heading to an office right now? Okay, that's a lot of people. You ever go to an office and you realize that they just start using those terms and those words over and over again? Like, we're gonna try to create synergy. Have you ever heard those terms being used? Yeah, they're after a while they become cringy and you're just like,
okay.
Why do you always say that stuff?
How about some teamwork?
Teamwork.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another one. Let's just touch base tomorrow after about six. Touch base.
You were so good at what you did today. You raised the bar.
Raised the bar. Yeah, yeah. That's another one.
Because you thought outside the box.
Okay, guys. For this project, we're going to all have to think outside the box.
Oh, don't say.
So overused.
Yeah. And you know, because you worked harder, because that's the best practice.
You worked harder? Yeah, best practice.
Okay, here's one of my old-time favorites. Do number eight.
Number eight, cringy office term. Okay, for us to get this project done, it's going to require a paradigm shift.
You don't touch my paradigm.
The paradigm actually has to shift.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have to touch it.
Okay. Yeah. But you know what, Jamar? I remember consultants coming into this radio station 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And every other sentence, the guy used paradigm shift. And I thought, okay, that is going to be here for a long time, that word. Because it's just was starting to, you know, these consultants that come in, right?
Well, yeah, but why do they use these crutch word phrases in all these offices?
Because it makes them feel good, I think, more than anything. They can touch on it. They light on it. Here's the one that I have to talk to you about.
Okay.
I have three of them, actually.
Okay.
Number one, unpack. Let's unpack all of
this. Let's unpack this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after the meeting, we'll go back to our cubicles. We'll all unpack all of this and
And then you know what I'm going to do after that?
What's that?
After I unpack it, I'm going to circle back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Circle back.
Yeah.
Next time someone actually says that, I'm actually going to walk in a circle and freak them out.
And then after I circle back to you.
I circle back. That's so I don't get it.
Yeah. After I circle back to you, then I'm going to have you pick your lane.
Pick your lane. Oh, gosh.
You know, these are kind of things that are starting to really be used a lot, at least in my world. Yeah.
So the challenge to you today is when you get to your office, don't use any of these terms whatsoever. No synergy, no teamwork, no touch base, no raising the bar.
Right.
No thinking outside the box, no work hard, no best practice, no paradigm shift, and no circling back.
And let me ask you this too. Do you have a term that we have not heard yet?
Yeah,
the office. Let us know at 104.536. I want to hear it because I want to use it.
You know the one I really, really can't stand
that people
say all the time?
What?
I want everyone to get out of the habit of saying this.
Okay.
Did you get the email? You tell me one email program that just does not serve email anymore. Of course we got the email. The better question is, did you read the email?
Okay, changed. Okay, good
that's,
point.
That's the, did you read? Of course I got the email.
And of course you say, no, I didn't.
No, I say, no, I didn't read it. That's my answer every time. Gosh, those office cliches are terrible. And you know what? We have so many corporate people listening to the show right now. Let's all commiserate over the office terms that just need to go away.
I just want to say on an inside track here, I'm watching Jamar and Curtis read the texts.
Oh,
at 104.536, and you guys are laughing like nobody's business.
It's classic, because every one of these offices has some dude with a tie on who's going to walk in and go, moving forward.
Ah, yes.
Who doesn't move forward? When is the office ever moving backward? We're always moving forward. Moving forward, we should stop using that term. How about this one? Who's holding the pen? Have you ever heard that one? That's so condescending.
No, I've never heard that before.
Who's holding the pen on that? Who's holding the pen on that?
Oh, you know,
it's so condescending. It's like, ugh.
No, I don't like that.
Well, Marilyn, we need to redouble our efforts. We need to redouble our efforts.
Okay.
You know what you guys should do? You should text what company that overuses this phrase when you text in the phrase that's overused to 104.536.
We'll give them a shout out. We're happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, give them a shout out. Let them know this morning on their way to work, don't say this or someone's going to roast you. Shout out to, I want to see the one that Deloitte says all the time.
Okay.
Deloitte. Oh, anyone going to Deloitte? Hey, we're not trying to boil the ocean here.
What does that mean?
When did that become a thing?
I never heard that.
I want to know the first guy that saw the ocean boil. He needs to call the news right now.
I have never heard that term before. And what does that mean?
Hey, Marilyn, we need to take this one offline.
I mean, have you heard that before?
No.
Let's take this one offline. Let's take this one offline. That means you want to talk in the bathroom about
it.
Like that's,
that, okay.
You know, that's like, let's take this one offline. Okay, guys, let's have a brainstorm.
Oh, right? My gosh.
This is Every Office 101. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Cringe. Cringy, cringy, cringy. Guys, let's table this for the next meeting.
That I've heard. That I've heard.
That poor table.
Oh, my gosh.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know, let me know.
And we're going to be doing it Jamarilyn style today as Caitlin Green is on vacay.
Yes, we are. We're going to talk about first thing up, Polar Coaster. Is that a new ride at Wonderland or is that the forecast? Of course it's the forecast because we live in Canada.
Wow.
So the Farmer's Almanac comes out. And you know, their predictions sometimes are a little shaky, but for the most part, pretty bang on, I would have to say, as we go back to their 203-year publication.
Wow. It's that long, huh?
Yeah, we're advised to brace for a Polar Coaster this winter. And a Polar Coaster is one of those things where it's up and down. It means there's going to be some warm spells and some cold spells. And they say that, you know, the snow belt of Ontario is going to get whacked this year. And if you love snow and if you're a snowboarder, skier, whatever, you're going to be happy about that for sure. But the outlook looks something like this. The Great Lakes will be the most frigid. Late January into early February, there's going to be the coldest cold blasts. Cold blasts will have intense bursts of heavy snow, as I mentioned, in the snow belt. And particularly when you look in December, it's going to be like a winterlude, some warm, some cold, and then we're going to get into January, February cold. April will still be winterish, but they say, Jamar, that spring 2020 will be a little earlier than it was this past
year. Oh, that's good.
So that's the upside to it.
Like, because winter this past year seemed to have this epic hangover.
I know.
It kept going and going and going. It wouldn't stop.
That's because we had a lot of snow in a short period of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's why it seemed like forever.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead with your story.
Well, if you think when you get to Costco, it seems like forever to just get a parking spot or maybe even to get a line, to get on the line to check out. You haven't been to Shanghai. In China, they just got their first Costco store in the country Tuesday morning, and it was mayhem. 3-hour line just to get a parking spot. 3 hours.
Wow.
Insanity. And I mean, I'm looking at the video. It was pretty intense in there. At one point, they're in the meat aisle, and they're throwing around beef.
They're throwing around meat?
They're throwing the beef around because, you know, got to get out.
Oh, my gosh. That's
Costco.
Crazy.
It was really crazy. It got so crazy that they had to send out a text message to all their store members and said, due to overcrowding, stop coming to Costco. It's too clogged. Please don't come. We want to provide you with a better experience. And they suspended business for the afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
A little bit of Marilyn Dennis show promo right now. I've got Sheryl Crow on the show. She's got a new album out called Threads.
Nice.
And I surprised her with a little bit of a thing from one of her dear friends that's in the music industry that you mentioned earlier this morning.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I'll say it. Stevie Nicks.
That's big.
She doesn't show up, but she has something to say about Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, very
that's
nice.
Today at 10 o'clock.
The E-Talk family is back in the house.
Yes, and we're here to talk TIFF.
Let's talk TIFF.
This is one of my favorite times of the year. It does mean that summer's coming to a close, but it means the beginning of an amazing new season, and with TIFF comes a lot.
And
of TIFF star power.
Yeah, a lot of star power. You're going to list that right now. September 5th through the 15th of September, we've got TIFF. Who's coming to town?
I'm personally very excited for Tom Hanks to come. He's going to be here for a film called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is, of course, centered all around Fred Rogers. Meryl Streep, the Queen, is coming for the film called The Laundromat, which, you know, circles around the Panama Papers. Then two amazing leading men, Christian Bale, Matt Damon in Ford v. Ferrari.
Wow.
Not to mention Bruce Springsteen is coming here with something called Western Stars, and this is a performance documentary all about his latest album.
Oh, okay.
Other ones, just to get you excited, Jennifer Lopez, Jamie Foxx, Michael B. Jordan, Joaquin Phoenix, Daniel Craig, Nicole Kidman. I could go on and on. And, you know, with TIFF, they just keep announcing more and more stars, and of course, E-Talk will be covering it from start to finish. I'm getting my rest in now, because once TIFF starts, there's no sleep. There's no rest for the wicked.
Who are you telling? I got to TIFF like when I was still unpacking boxes last year.
It was crazy.
It's an amazing time of year.
It is an amazing time of year. And I always think about the first time I went to the Toronto International Film Festival at Casa Loma.
Yeah.
And it was for Princess Bride.
Oh, wow.
And I got to talk to Robert Wright Penn. I got to talk to, Rob Reiner, who directed it. It was just like, it was like this big deal at Casa Loma. And I remember how much fun it was. So you do have some fun. I know you guys on eTalk are working really hard, but you do have to see the screening. Then you do have to interview the people.
Right.
And then you have to go to the red carpet, right?
It's exhilarating, honestly, yeah. Because it all happens in such a short time period that you can't help but run off of adrenaline.
I bet.
All other journalists are there from around the world coming to Toronto to cover these films. And the city just becomes so alive. There's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's really, really enjoyable, especially if you love films and you love seeing that kind of buzz.
Super special. Yeah, very, very special. Speaking of a lot of work, let's talk about Leslie Jones for a second. She works currently at Saturday Night Live, but apparently not anymore.
Apparently she's leaving. So she actually, when she was hired as a writer.
Mm.
And then they realized, she should be on camera. She's amazing. So for the past 5 seasons, she has been a mainstay. But it sounds like she's leaving because she's going to be pursuing film projects.
Is it after this season or now?
It sounds like she's not returning next month. So next month, the season comes back.
Okay.
Big opening episode. You know, it's her 45th season. It premieres September 24th. Woody Harrelson is going to be hosting. Billie Eilish is going to be the musical guest. But Leslie Jones, she's busy. She's got other projects on the go. You know, she's going to be getting her own Netflix special, which we all know is very big. She's currently on screen. You can hear her voice in Angry Birds 2.
Yeah.
She was in Eddie Murphy's recent
movie. People are calling on her. That's for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? With SNL, there's a good chance she'll be back. But for now, we wish her the best of luck in her upcoming project.
It'll be great. That'll move somebody else up front now, too, which is great because there's a lot of those, you know, players that are
moving
there,
up from the bottom. Yeah, like the Farm League kind of thing. But she got to have something really big planned. I mean, in my head, if I'm on SNL, I'm retiring at SNL. I'm never leaving SNL.
That's a lot of work, though. SNL's a lot of work.
You don't just leave Saturday Night Live.
Ask Martin Short about that. He did not enjoy his time there at all.
No, he did not.
He's Martin Short.
Well, yeah. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, eTalk on CTV.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We encourage you to reach out at any time with anything that's on your mind. Because, you know, it could make it into the show and it could really help you out. And we're all really a lot more alike than we're different. I really, really believe that.
Mm.
Someone texted us to 104.536 about something that their partner does that they believe is really, really dumb. And he didn't really know how to approach this thing. And my simple response to that is, you know, no one's perfect.
Right.
And everybody does something that to the observer is like, why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumb thing that's even really smart people do. For example, Marilyn, you don't even live with your husband yet.
No.
And he's a very, very smart man.
Very smart.
But I guarantee you, once you guys get together, you're going to see something in this man. They could be like, why do you do that?
I can tell you right now why. He's constantly on Waze and his GPS when we're on a trip. Instead of looking outside the window and enjoying what the scenery is all about, he goes, okay, we've got another 12 minutes till we arrive at the next destination. We've got, Jim, just put the phone down and enjoy what's out the window.
Are you kidding me?
No, he loved it because he's a math guy. Like, he's a numbers guy.
Oh, so he's always analyzing the coordinates and the route and the direction.
Turn left here. It's a better route. No.
Check out this text someone sent us.
All right.
Says, my girlfriend has a habit of saving used gift cards instead of throwing them away. Like, after the gift card is completely empty and there's no more credit on it. Sometimes she writes used on the back of them in a Sharpie. Other times she doesn't write anything. This, of course, is totally annoying and drives me nuts. Senseless. Why? And he asked what he should do. I said, you gotta just let her be. Load a gal, as I would say. Lower. Just let her do what she does. Because everyone has that one thing that they do that you'll just never be able to change them on.
Well, I'll tell you something. They're just gift cards. They're not taking up a lot of space. And if it's in her drawer, what do you care?
That is true.
Right? So you just go, okay, that's the thing that she does. It could be worse. There could be other things. But it's funny. I can't think of the word now. But little things that people do that are just...
Like quirks, maybe?
Quirks, yeah. There's another one. Idiosyncrasies.
I'll tell you one.
That's what it is.
I'll tell you. And I'll tell you, in my relationship, like, new parents.
Yeah.
Never lived together. Never done any of this stuff together. Everything's new.
Right.
So we're walking one day with the baby in the stroller. I'm strolling him.
Uh-huh.
This was a while back. And I was just like, you know, walking through the city, it's, you know, different.
Yeah.
And you know those little grates where, like, when you're walking over the subway?
Yes.
I saw her walk around it. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm not walking over that. I'm like, why? Because I'm just not. I'm like, oh, because of that friend you had that died when they fell through the sewer grate? Oh, that never happened to anybody.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things. I just wanted.
Or you hear that one story that happened like randomly, and then you go, okay, I'm never doing that again.
But that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Okay, that's interesting. What did she say about you?
Probably everything. Why does he do that? I don't know.
We have caller Ronnie on the phone.
We are not doing that. If I had to guess, it's probably, what did I do? Probably leaving my socks around.
Yeah.
But I think I think a lot of guys leave their socks
I think they do.
Just socks like
women
being
do.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Everyone's partner does that one thing that is like really, really dumb. I mean, even though they're really smart, awesome, sexy, lovely, funny, that one thing that makes you go, why do you do that?
Uh-huh.
Someone texted, he taps the toothbrush on the side of the sink every time he finishes brushing his teeth. I could feel him on that. I don't do it, but I get it. It's like you want to get the excess moisture off of it. Just to get it all off.
But she just kind of, after a while, it kind of irritates you, I guess.
I'm sure.
I can understand that.
Richie Favalera is with us.
Yeah,
right
Richie from Middays. Hey, this one I know will resonate with you. I don't know why you do this also, but it's those people that when they buy appliances and electronics, and instead of just like using the things, they leave that plastic film on either the screen or the top of it, or you know what I mean? Like,
protective.
Peel that off, Richie.
No, okay. Listen. In my house, when new electronics get bought, if it says film on a screen, I'll take it off. But if it's somewhere else, inconspicuous, whatever, just maybe at the bottom or around the sides, I'll leave that on. And I'll catch my partner, Emily, peeling it off, and I'll get angry. Because, listen, I keep that on there, and then, like, maybe a year or so later, you peel it off, and it looks brand new.
Ah.
It's like you're buying it again for the first time.
That is a little OCD, in my opinion. Slightly.
Listen, if the corners start to peel off and it's collecting dust under there, then it's got to go. Yeah, it's got to go. You got to polish it up. I like to keep my electronics nice and clean.
You know how many people's cars I've gotten into? And like they still have the plastic on their stereo, on the car stereo.
It's
like
this
old car and you've got the plastic still on. I'm like, when did you buy this car?
I've got my microfiber cloth right there in the thing because every time the screen gets a fingerprint, or a speck of dust, I've got to clean.
There's someone.
I cannot give you a ride in my car. I cannot do that. You'll be very disappointed.
There's someone listening to the show right now. When you go to their house and look at their laundry machines, they probably think that their laundry machines are white and blue, but it's not. That blue is the plastic. Take it off. Take the plastic off.
But there's also somebody out there who's listening right now who's like, I like keeping that plastic on.
It makes it look newer.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, Julia, the dumb thing your partner does?
My husband eats Cheeto puffs and those the cheese balls with chopsticks. So his fingers don't get orange.
So his fingers what?
Don't get orange.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
So he'll take the bag, hold the bag, and just take out some chopsticks like he's eating.
Oh no, he pours it in a bowl.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
He's so formal with his cheese balls.
Chinese cheese puffs. Yeah.
Chinese cheese puffs. I mean, is it that bad if his fingers turn orange? Like, what is he doing for a living?
Know.
Is he a jeweler or something?
No, the concept of licking his fingers.
Yeah, that's the best part.
You must laugh every time he does
every
this.
Every time. Actually, my daughter was over last couple nights ago, and it's the first time she saw him do it, and she was howling.
That's great. I mean, you can't change him. You just have to accept it.
And he keeps trying to talk us into trying it, and we just won't try it.
Don't.
We like the orange fingers.
Exactly.
Very funny.
Thanks so much for hanging with us this morning.
Okay, that's great. Love you guys.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.